Israel accepts Trump proposal for Ramadan ceasefire, hostage deal, Hamas yet to respond. By Joel B. Polak on March 1, 2025. Israel accepted a new proposal by the Trump administration on Saturday night, under which all of the 63 remaining hostages would be released over the course of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, en route to a permanent ceasefire. Hamas had yet to respond to the proposal, which had been delivered by U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff. The proposal came on Saturday night, on the 42nd and last day of the current ceasefire, which saw 33 hostages freed, 18 of them living. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said, translated from Hebrew via the government press office, Israel adopts the framework of U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff for a temporary ceasefire during the Ramadan and Passover period. On the first day of the framework, half of the living and deceased hostages will be released, and upon its conclusion, if agreement is reached on a permanent ceasefire, the remaining living and deceased hostages will be released. Steve Witkoff proposed the framework on extending the ceasefire after gaining the impression that, at present, there was no possibility of bridging between the positions of the sides on ending the war, and that additional time was required for talks on a permanent ceasefire. While Hamas has repeatedly violated the agreement, Israel has not been found in violation. According to the agreement, Israel could return to fighting after the 42nd day if it gains the impression that the negotiations have been ineffective. This article is supported in a side letter by the previous U.S. administration and has also received the support of the Trump administration. While Israel has agreed to the Witkoff framework in order to return our hostages, Hamas has, until now, clung to its rejection of this framework. If Hamas changes its position, Israel will immediately enter into negotiations on the overall details of the Witkoff framework. The Times of Israel added the following note. The statement does not directly threaten a return to war, instead reminding the public, and Hamas, that the initial agreement allows Israel to return to fighting after March 1, meaning at any moment now, if negotiations are deemed ineffective. The PMO claims that Hamas has repeatedly violated the agreement, while Israel is in full compliance. However, the original agreement states that talks on phase 2 of the deal will begin no later than day 16. Israel has not engaged in indirect talks with Hamas on the second phase of the agreement until after day 42. Additionally, the IDF didn't start withdrawing its forces from the Philadelphia corridor on the Gaza-Egypt border on Saturday, despite the deal requiring Israel to start this process on day 42. Hamas has yet to respond to Witkoff's proposal, which gives substance to President Donald Trump's demand that the terror organization free all of the hostages, and may be a last chance to avoid renewed war. Of the 63 remaining hostages, 24 are thought to still be alive. Hamas is releasing propaganda videos of those who are still alive, hoping to use the images to pressure Israel into concessions and to damage the Netanyahu government. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.